Today, we're focusing on burns and scalds and that side of things. Quite common in the house, aren't they?
Very common, particularly with small children who don't seem to have any thought for their own safety and will pull all sorts of hot things on top of them. But also for the elderly or people who've got conditions like diabetes, where their skin sensation might be affected and they don't realise that the bath water that they're about to step into or the bowl of water that they're about to put their hand in is actually hot enough to burn them.
So let's talk about scalds first of all. My initial thought would be, you know, a dramatic kettle full of boiling water. You know, how would you deal with a scald from a water scald?
The first thing to do is to obviously remove what's actually causing the scalding. So you need to make sure that there's no further chance that hot water is going to spill. That might sound fairly simple, but it's surprising how sometimes people stay at the place where the burn has taken place. So remove the source of the burning, or actually move the patient, and then you need to cool it down. Because what will happen when anything hot is in contact with the skin is it will actually continue burning even after contact. So if it's possible, then put the arm or the leg or whatever bit has been burnt into cold water. If that's your body or the upper part of your leg or arm, that can be quite difficult. So in that situation, you need to get something clean, soak it in cold water and apply that to the burn. That will cool it down, which will provide relief from the pain, but more importantly, it does actually stop the burning process.
What about a scald from something like burning fat? I mean, I've heard somebody say that actually your skin is like cooking if you burnt with fat.
Really, whatever's causing the burn, it will cause the same type of damage. So whether it's fat or hot water or even the sun, it will burn through the skin and cause the same sort of damage. The difficulty with hot fat is there are safety issues because people will often throw something cold on the hot fat. The other thing to remember is that the fat will tend to congeal on the skin when you cool it down, and what you shouldn't do is try and actually remove that. That's something that should be done either in your doctor's surgery or within the A&E department. Never ever try and pull anything off the skin, because the likelihood is you will actually start removing the skin with it. So the advice is the same with hot fat. Get something cool to press over the burn, take the person away from the actual hot fat, and then assess how big the burn is and whether or not they need any further assistance.
And what about burns from things like pans that might have been in the oven or actually even from fire itself?
The issue with fire, I mean, as I said before, any burning source will cause the same damage, and really the treatment is the same: cooling, pain relief, and if it is a significant burn, taking that person to an A&E department as quickly as possible. With house fires and with other types of fire, there is also the risk of carbon monoxide poisoning, particularly if that fire has been in a confined space. But also, people tend to inhale the hot fumes, the hot air, and that can burn the airway. And one of the major complications of burns are if they affect the face or the airway, that can actually then block off the airway. And the difficulty with blocking the airway in burns is it's being caused by the tissue swelling. So it's not like a foreign body causing choking that can be removed. You cannot remove that swelling. And certainly if somebody has been in a fire, then they do need to be taken to an A&E department straight away.